You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Almost at the finish line of today's show, but we're not getting out without our regular property feature. And it is becoming quite common to see people wanting to rent out their homes. But for those of you who do, you need to be mindful of the risks that you could be faced with, as well as the liabilities of doing so that might not even be covered by your insurer. We've got Vaynand van Vuren, the client experience partner at King Price Insurance, just to explain to us. Vaynand, thanks so much for your time. So just if you are looking at renting out your property, either your property, the additional apartment or house that you've bought, or doing it via Airbnb, what should you keep in mind and what should you be talking to your insurer about?
Yes, Fifi. So how we are caught out normally is you insured your property in circumstances where it was maybe just used as a private house. And if you go and you look at your schedule of insurance, you will see that the risk is that the insurer is covering is normally, you know, in that scenario. But now, well, what happens in the interim is now suddenly you rent out one room, or the property has become a commune, or a very popular one, the B&B, you know, status. Then things, the risk for the insurer changes completely. Suddenly, you're now running a business there. There are more unknown people, you know, so exposed to the property is exposed to more people, exposed to more people that might get injured on the property. And therefore, you have to take that schedule of insurance from time to time and say, listen, let me have a look. If everything is still up to date, contact your insurer, phone them and say, listen, it's not only a private residence anymore. Now there's business activity happening here. I plan on running a B&B. And give them all the necessary information so that, you know, that if it has to change to business insurance, it has to change that you know that your liability is up to cover, and that if you've got all those risks covered that you will face, and that the insurer is also informed now of exactly what is it that they cover under all circumstances, theft, fire, liability, and the proper premium is in place, and then you know that you're properly covered.
All right. And then in terms of the home contents in the property, whose responsible is it? Whose responsibility is it to insure them?
So there are different scenarios again. So if you're going to rent out a house and you know, the furniture as well, then you must ask yourself. I've seen people in the past, you know, they say, listen, okay, here's the house, but you as the tenant are also responsibility to take insurance on the building and the content thereof. That's very risky. You don't know if that tenant is going to pay that premium every month and if he's going to abide by the terms and conditions of the policy and keep everything in place. If I'm the owner, the best to do is to say, listen, this is the building. I go and insure it. I make sure that everything is in place. And I'll also have you know, visit regularly to make sure that it's well looked after and that the tenant is also complying with the terms and conditions of the insurance. The same with the house content. If it belongs to me, make sure that you have it insured, that you are paying that premium every month. And if you want to keep the tenant liable, you know, rather, you know, get it on a payment back from him later. But then, you know, you can look after it and make sure that it's properly done. And then on the B&B side, you know, if you go and you change your insurance to that business model, the different policies will give you that cover exactly, you know, so how you require it. So say you've got a limited theft cover for, you know, items that belongs to guests that's visiting you. You can add that in. They tell you exactly what is the premium. At King Price Insurance, we give all this different insurance to the different businesses to make sure that you structure the policy in such a way that it suits what the client needs.
All right. Vaynard, thanks so much, sir, for joining the show. That was Vaynard van Vuren, the client experience partner at King Price Insurance, just giving us some things to think about if we are embarking on renting out our property, and just what this means from an insurance point of view and how to ensure that we are protected should anything go wrong.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.